Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
He leads away. Australia are away.
Sit back and enjoy the stroke play of Meg Lanny.
This is excellent batting by Ash Gardner.
Jonathan strikes again. She's on a hat-trick. She comes at Molyneux. Catch is taken by Perry.
The Australian women's cricket team win their fifth T20 World Cup title in front of a magical crowd at the MCG.
Hello and welcome to The Scoop. We are the cricket podcast dedicated to the women's game. I am Emily Collin.
And I'm Laura Jolly.
And LJ, the first series of the Aussie Summer of Cricket is all wrapped up. So it ended on Thursday night in a 2-1 victory for the Aussie women. It was a cracking series in the end. A lot of entertaining cricket played by both teams, but no doubt about it, it was Hayley Matthews who stole the show. 310 runs across the series, including that crazy 132 at North Sydney Oval the other night, knock for the ages. I mean, we knew she was good, but I don't think too many expected her to light up this series like she has done.
No, she's just in a completely different world to everyone else at this point in terms of the form she's in. It's quite remarkable. And I think the Renegades will definitely be hoping that quad issue she seems to be having isn't going to prevent her turning up for the WBBL, because if she can keep this going through the Big Bash, then that is immense for the Renegades.
Immense for the Renegades. How about the prospect of her, Hayley Matthews, in the same team as Harmanpreet Kaur?
Yeah, that's... I'd be scared of that if I was any other team.
Yeah, no doubt. So fingers crossed Hayley is good to go on Sunday for the first ODI. The Windies sounded like she was optimistic that she'd be good to go, bit of ice and she'll be right. I mean, she was doing a lot of running, so can't blame her for picking up a little niggle. Australia, they will be very happy to have the trophy in their hands. Especially at one point when Hayley got into the 70s, it looked like she was threatening to take the game away from the Aussies again. But I guess the main difference was the Aussies were able to take the chance when it came along, and it was Phoebe Litchfield who took the catch and Darcy Brown pulled out the slower ball.
Yeah, it was good to see Darcy trying a few different things. They looked pretty bereft of ideas in that second match at North Sydney Oval. So it was good to see Darcy switch things up a bit. And I think after putting her down the other night, Phoebe would have been pretty happy to hang on to that one.
On the topic of Phoebe Litchfield, is she the latest, Australia's latest T20 star?
Yeah, that's something we probably didn't predict heading into this series. Almost a little bit of a surprise on the team sheet to see her slotting in at number 6 instead of Grace Harris, who's kind of had that position for the last 12 months. But Midge said it was because they wanted to get a lefty back in there. I guess that's something they haven't had in that middle to lower order since Rach Haynes retired and since Nicola Carey has sort of dropped out of the national side. So does add a point of difference, and she scores in some pretty funky areas as well. And still, the way she came out and just absolutely took hold of those two innings that she had, especially that 18 ball 50, it was something else, wasn't it?
Yeah, so much fun to watch. It seems like her little stint, her unexpected stint in the 100, has sort of given her a lot of confidence.
Yeah, I think so. And yeah, she played a bit of a different role at the Northern Superchargers, batting at number 3, but had a huge series. I think she was 3rd on the runs table in that comp. And to come back home and be given this new job and to just grab it like that is amazing.
Yeah, she's looking in very good form. And it's, as I said, very fun to watch young Phoebs. But next up, we've got the one-dayers. So starting on Sunday, again at Allen Borderfield. We've got Alana King coming back into the squad, which I guess poses a few questions about the 11. What do you think, LJ? Do you reckon we'll see Kingy come in and Jess Jonathan dropped out of the side? side for the final T20. Do we reckon there'll be room for her in the one dais?
Yeah, it's going to be interesting, isn't it? You know, Alana King could offer something a bit different for them to throw at Hayley Matthews, which Georgia Wareham was great in that second T20 with the bat. Didn't have a heap of success with the ball, so maybe they do give Kingy a chance or even try two leggies.
Different.
I think Shelley Nitschke said today that there was a chance just Donaldson will come back into the side too. But I thought King Garth was really good last night as well. So there's tough choices to make, really.
Yeah, definitely some tough choices to be made. So the Aussies are back training Saturday before the first one day or on Sunday, as we said, once again at Allan Border Field. You can tune into the action on Channel 7, Foxtel KO, and of course keep up with all the news, highlights and scores at cricket.com.au and the CA Live app. Darcy Brown, Talia McGrath, thank you for joining us on the Scoop podcast today. We've also got a special guest host, Patrick Hennig.
Yes.
Media manager.
I am.
Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I think you just nailed it, really. Media manager for the women's team. So, yeah, and this is my debut podcast, and huge. I've gone straight to the top with the Scoop. How exciting.
Wow.
Easy peasy.
Great to have you here, Patty. But ladies, up here in Brisbane, T20 series win. How's the series been so far? And I was interested to know what the difference is playing at home in Australia compared to like an overseas tour in England, for example.
You want to answer that one first?
It's nice to play in front of a home crowd. It's nice to have some support and know our conditions, really. It's been three absolute roads we've played on, batting friendly.
Tough for the bowlers, yeah.
I just suppose having the supporters on your side. We've played in front of some really big crowds where they're all essentially booing us. So it's been nice to have the crowd on our side.
Do you guys still hang out as much at home as when you're like overseas on tour?
Yeah, definitely. Except, although we're not just in hotel rooms. Like when we're overseas, we're just in a hotel room with no kitchen or anything. Whereas, I mean, not that we cook anything anyway, but the spaces are a lot bigger. Spaces are a lot bigger and you got a little lounge and stuff. So it makes you sort of want to stay inside a little bit extra, but then you get bored. So you just.
The only other difference is like if you're in your home state, you get to like just go and stay at home a bit. So unfortunately, we're not in Adelaide much, so we have to spend time with each other.
Sadly.
Yesterday was a rest day, and I know you guys were out shooting hoops because obviously dropped you there.
Wait a minute, we dropped you here.
Yeah, we dropped you off.
Yeah, is that something you typically do on a rest day? And who would you say dominated the b-ball court yesterday?
We don't really do much stuff like that. It was sort of like a spontaneous sort of thing. We'd seen it getting built, you know, when we come here for camps. We're like, oh, we want to do that one day. So then, yeah, we had time and had a few friends that wanted to come along and Wolf dominated. She's a very good basketballer, can shoot from anywhere. So it was good fun though to do something a bit different.
Whose idea was it?
It was yours, wasn't it?
Yeah, Wolf and I's, I think. Yeah. But then it was good to have friends that wanted to come along, not just have the idea and then no one wants to rock up.
Who was
it? It was basically all the kids and myself.
Okay.
So I was worst on. Wolf was definitely best on. So and then
Wolf, you two,
Phoebs and Belzy.
Yeah, it was good fun.
Yeah, and the old man got kicked out of the car.
Bad luck, Patty. Yeah.
It was bad luck.
Well, it would have been good if you stayed because then we would have had 3-on-3.
Yeah.
Phone didn't ring. Just on Wolfie, she's a very good kick of the footy as well, and I know you two are good footy players. There's been a bit of chat around if the WNCL teams were to have a game of footy against one another, which team would dominate. Would you be confident with the Scorps?
I think so. Annie O'Neill and Sam Betts drew up a team at the last WNCL match.
Yeah. I was stuck in full forward, were you?
I think I was centre half back.
We've talked about this a lot and South Australia want to call out Victoria.
Yeah.
We think that we're the best two sides and we want to settle the debate as to who's the best.
Yeah, I think it'd be pretty good.
Yeah, the Vicks would be good, but I think,
Belzy
would take the mickey.
We just need to make sure that the SSSM staff aren't aware of it because they would rule it out for sure.
In off-season, I think it's a go around WPL. Just get everyone to fly home, pay for everyone's flights.
More important things.
It would be huge. Yeah, it would be good.
So, ladies, Hayley Matthews has had a pretty unreal series, 310 runs. Across the three T20s. Interesting to know, what was it like trying to bowl to her? How much chat about Hayley was there in like the lead up to the series and then throughout the series?
Yeah, a lot of chat in the lead up. Ridiculously good player.
Yeah.
But just took her game to another level. And when she's in that sort of form, it's so hard, and as a bowler at the top of your mark, when she's basically, you've got your plans and she's got them answered, it's really hard to adapt and come up with something new on the fly, really. So luckily, Das got her in game three and saw the back of her, because, gee, I wasn't really sure how we were going to stop her.
What about, like, in the field? Like, is it a bit, like, when she was just teeing off, like, what's it like standing in the field watching that?
I don't know, it just looks so easy for her. And you're like, well, one, I wish I could bat like that, at least a little bit like that. And yeah, you sort of, I just like have to be ready, because if an opportunity comes, you've kind of got to take it, because she doesn't give many. And then she'll go a lot further if you don't take it, which is annoying. So,
Das, you obviously got her with that slower ball, which is very impressive slower ball. Looks like you've been
Thank
working
you.
On it a fair bit.
Yeah.
How long has that been in your what was the word you used to describe it?
Everyone's giving me stick about this, but it actually works. I don't get it. Itinerary.
Explain why.
What do you
Because
think
I've got
it should be?
I've got my fastball, I've got my bouncer, and we've got the slower ball now. So added to my itinerary.
I suggested to Das maybe the word was artillery.
But
I've never heard that word in my life.
Teamwork, settle the debate.
Yeah, Paddy's spot on there. What did we say? We threw a few words here before. What we said, Arsenal. Your response was?
Arsenal.
The football club.
Yeah, it's in our arsenal. Yeah.
Armory.
Yeah. There's multiple words, but itinerary is not one. Yeah.
Is it not? I swear everyone uses that word to describe what they have in their back pocket.
On Das's slower ball, it is elite.
Yeah.
But
backwards.
What do you reckon it was clocked at?
I'm pretty sure it was like 50k difference to my normal ball.
You pointed it out. You're like, oh my God, that's 70k.
Slower than the wolf's leg break. So, yeah.
But was it 2 years ago in the Big Bash when she's still developing it? I've gone up to her like wanting her to bowl the slower ball and gone, Das, how brave are you? Can you bowl you slowly? What was your response?
Yeah.
That was her response.
So have you had to sort of build up the courage to know when to bring it out?
Oh, yeah. I've probably been working on this slow ball ever since I came into the system with Jude Coleman. She actually messaged me. I did
Judy!
Judy messaged me. She said, well, nice slow ball, kiddo. but, yeah, so it's been a long time in the works, and I just haven't been brave enough to bowl it in games. I think that game when you asked me to bowl it again, I think I bowled a head-high full toss at Harmon Precourt and she hit it for six, and then that was a free hit after, and pretty sure she hit me for a six again. So I think we lost that game.
Look at you now.
WA, so.
On that, Talia, how have you seen Nate Darcy develop over the last 5 years or so as a bowler and a teammate?
It's been pretty incredible, really. From the 14-year-old kid with transition lenses that was just bowled beamers. and everyone, don't get me wrong, Das is like one of the most fun people on this team. And everyone just thinks she's like not really, doesn't really have the cricket smarts, but gee, you got a cricket brain and you don't give yourself enough credit. Okay. When we talk in bowling meetings and the way you structure your over, and not many people notice how clever you are with the subtle uses of the crease, structuring over, the bouncer can get anyone. I hate facing you in the nets every single training session. So, very talented bowler that doesn't get enough credit for your smarts.
Oh my gosh, nice. I'm going to cry. Are you?
And T-Mac, in pretty good nick yourself. 250s, how are you feeling, like you're hitting them well at the moment?
Yeah, I really enjoyed being able to contribute to the team again and just go out there and play with freedom, really. It was a lot of fun to just go out there, play shots, and I was on a bit of a roll, so I was almost at the stage of just trying to hit everything for four and had to calm down at times.
Yeah. T-Mac, you had a moment the other night which I feel like every cricketer dreams of happening. I know, like, when I saw it straight away, I was like, oh, you can only wish for that sort of luck. You got dropped, but you got dropped for six to bring up a 50. Is that, like, that must have felt pretty cool.
It was awesome. So you're like, you've hit it, you've mishit it, or it's not where you want to go. And like my head's down, ready to walk off, and then all of a sudden you're like, oh, 50, thanks guys.
Thank you very much.
So yeah, it's a pretty good feeling.
Yeah. Now, you would have cleared the rope a couple of times as well, wouldn't you?
Yeah, for sure. I've only made 150. Actually, I haven't even made 50 before. I've only made 100, right?
Oh,
and then I haven't hit a six in my life at all. So
yeah, have you hit me for six?
No, I haven't.
Yes, you have.
Oh, our fake one in the net.
Oh, that was in the nets, yeah.
Yeah, everything's a six in the nets.
And
we'll leave it at that.
I guess on a similar note, how have you seen Talia evolve as a player and a leader among the group over the last couple of years?
Yeah, she's been pretty good. No, yeah, she's been incredible. Yeah, the way, you know, she's sort of come out of her shell. She used to be a pretty shy person, I think. Used to not even speak to anyone. You know, you can sort of tell, like, when she's got sort of that leadership role, she steps up. I remember, well, when we were at school, she wasn't like captain or had any sort of leadership title at all. I was like, T-Mac, you're so quiet. What's wrong with you? Because yeah, like when she gets to lead, she does it so well and leads by example as well. You can see when she comes out here, especially at the moment, she's got a bit of, I'm not sure if I'm allowed to say this, but I'm going to say it, BDE. so yeah, she's a boss out there, and it's really cool to see her and watch her develop from, you know, just being in sports to then getting an Aussie contract and dominating.
You guys are obviously good mates.
So nice, thank you.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I can tell you good mates because it's obviously a struggle to talk one another up. The Scorps so girls do spend a lot of time together, and obviously Megan Shute is a big part of that as well. Do you remember, have you guys always been a crew, or can you remember like when you first started hanging out and sort of what drew you together?
We kind of say that it's a bit of a forced friendship.
Okay. Just, it probably is, but like it's obviously blossomed.
But and we're all so different, but just we just click when we're together, and we spend so much time together.
24/7.
Somehow we're not sick of each other.
Yeah, it's weird. I mean, there's times when like, you know, it gets a bit heated. You know what I mean? You
remember, oh like yeah. The other day when Shooter was pissing us off.
Yeah. And then or we piss Shooter off sort of thing.
Yeah, true.
Or like I do. T-Mac, you don't really. Oh, well, sometimes you do.
We went to breakfast without her, so then she was off us for the rest of the day.
Yeah. Oh. But, yeah, no, it's sort of funny because we all talk about it with one another and take the mickey out of it, so it's good fun. But, yeah, I never remember sort of a defining moment where we were friends.
I think it's pretty cool, though, that we get to travel the world with – don't get me wrong, I love the Halsey team, but two of my best mates. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, I don't know when you first like met or encountered each other, like, and was an immediate friendship, or did it like slow burn?
Do you want me to talk about this?
Yeah, go on.
It was, I reckon, the first time we ever like sort of spoke to each other. I remember it. Well, I was like 14 or something like that. It's illegal. It's illegal, that's for sure. Illegal. Like 8 years? I think
7 or 8.
We talk about this all the time about how, like, imagine if Shooter and T-Mac were just hanging out at high school, or Shooter was out of high school and they come to primary school and pick up a year 4 kid.
Pretty much. Pretty much.
That is so terrible.
I did pick you up from school one time.
Yeah, you did. And when I was slightly wagging. No, but it was during a Aussie pace bowlers, you know, they get us like with the speedos and stuff like that. And I had to rock up. And Tully McGrath was there. And, she had her run-up set out, and then I went to do mine, and I could tell I had a few more steps in my – because I didn't do the tape measure – that it was going to be further than T-Max. And I was like, I cannot have a longer run-up than Tully McGrath. She's going to think I'm the biggest dickhead ever. Sorry. And so then I just made it, like, a step or two shorter. And then, like, we didn't really speak, and then I think I may have bowled a bit faster than you. And you were a bit off me, potentially.
And here I am thinking I'm like a hot shot. Like, I'm so good at cricket. And then this little kid in transition lenses comes in and just like totally ups me.
Was that when you decided to get really good at batting?
Yeah, I was like, well, I'm not going to be any good in bowling, so I'm going to try and bat.
I think my accuracy was 11% though.
It's because you've gone off my run-up.
And so Megan Shute, we saw how she gave poor Geordie the avocado. I think it might have been a little striker's prank. Have you guys ever been on the receiving end of any similar Megan Shute stitch-ups?
No, this is a touchy subject because she said to
it's touchy for Das.
Yeah, she said that it was her and T-Mac's idea, but I was literally a part of this, so I'm feeling a little bit left out that I am not getting the credit I deserve.
It happens a lot. Like, Das and I, we come up with some really good stuff, and then Shooter just enforces it and gets all the credit.
Yeah, if we were to say it, she'd be like, oh yeah, and then we'd just go and do it, and we're like, oh, okay. And then
do you want to be involved? Do you want her as the enforcer though?
Well, yeah, it is good because she does do it, but then like
we're too nice.
Obviously, like a bit of cred's good here and there. A bit of referencing. I'm trying to learn how to reference at the moment, so maybe she should too. So off it. So flat about that. Anyway,
that was hard for you.
Do you guys remember, like, so Geordie's first day, obviously he had to carry around an avocado. Do you guys remember your first days in the Australian cricket team and what it was like, how you were feeling? like meeting everyone and sort of coming into the team for the first time?
Scary, yeah. Daunting. I was going to say I wouldn't have said a word, but I think it took me about 3 years to say a word in the Australian team. Yeah, I don't. You just look around. You're sitting there and you look around. You're like, oh, there's Elise Perry. There's Meg Lanning. Yeah. It's just crazy. And you're just like, yeah, it takes time to feel like you belong.
Yeah, I think my first thing was we went over to New Zealand and we were in quarantine. And
yeah, it's pretty rough start.
Yeah, yeah. I can't remember. Oh, we were lucky enough to get let out to like an oval close by, like all of us, a group of us, well, the whole team.
Yeah.
And everyone was sort of just hanging there like, well, we couldn't really introduce or like we couldn't really get close because of COVID. I don't know, like the rules at the time. But, yeah, it was just very daunting. And luckily I kind of knew Shooter and teammate, but we weren't close. We weren't buddies then, really.
They took you on.
Yeah, I think that might have helped actually, to be honest. With the whole COVID thing when it was like I had no one to even hang out with or like avoid because we all had to be there at this time. Yeah. Like,
but is it like a nervy kind of feeling, like coming in for the first time?
Yeah, definitely. Like, I felt sick, I reckon, the whole day, the whole first day, because I hate introducing myself to new people. Like, I can't stand it.
You had to do your fearless to the group and you slowly stood behind me.
Yeah, we had to do our fearless. Like,
what does that mean? What's your fearless?
Like our one of our values and say, you know, what you do that makes you fearless or shows that you're fearless.
Okay.
And I'm terrible at public speaking in front of a big crew. It's like all eyes on me. It's like Elise Perry and all of them. And like I've never even spoken to them ever before. I think I did to Pez once, but that was just after I fainted in the WBBL, so I had no idea what was going on. And then this one, I was like, I had it on my phone. I was like, shaking, I couldn't even read it. And I like was next to team. I was like slowly as I was speaking, like walking behind.
I was like, what are you doing?
I was like, gone. So I don't know. That was like a bit of I'm going to use another big word, camaraderie.
Ooh,
is that correct? Is that a correct way to say it? Yeah. Within the group. Yeah.
How many games did it take you to learn the team song?
I still. The other day I was like, "What actually is it?" But then I got.
Oh, it's
I've
not
got
too
it.
Bad. Like you know the tune, Sydney Swans, and then you just.
So it looks like sort of throughout the Ashes, and then the other night as well. It looks like other people are sort of giving sort of huddle rev ups. Is that sort of becoming like an official thing within the team?
Yeah, Shell often messages people when the night before you got something to prepare. Remember in Ireland what we were going to do? We didn't end up doing it.
Oh, yeah. We all bought these.
Not all.
Me, T-Mac and Belzy bought these Irish flutes and we were going to perform.
That was
going to
be
a
pre-match chat.
Yeah, we were going to perform the song either at this first game or at the end. But then T-Mac did not do her homework and didn't know all the dots to fill your the holes to fill your fingers with. But Belzy was very good. She's a musician and I was average, but T-Mac didn't even try.
I let you down because back in the Ashes it was the team would be sent out and then there was the H next to your name. Yeah. And Das strutted straight up to Show and went, Show, give me the H. I want the H.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and then I never ended
up. Yeah, I didn't do my homework and I couldn't play the song. So.
Yeah, so we're going to be like a bit of Irish, you know, Irish feeling. Yeah,
that would have been great.
Yeah, but unfortunately it never happened. So
have you had, like, have you done it yet?
No.
Have you had the H next to your name yet?
Oh, nah. No, that was going to be the one and only chance.
It's coming for you now.
Yeah, no, I hope not.
Phoebe, just on the pre-game huddle in Ireland, Phoebe Litchfield gave one of the roastings where she went around. Pretty much ripped everyone.
Yeah, it was great. She was very good at that.
It was like the episode of The Office. Boom, roasted. Yeah. Boom, roasted to the whole squad. It was awesome.
Yeah.
If you get the H next to your name, would you feel comfortable with what you would deliver?
No, I would absolutely cark it. I would not be able to eat. I would not be able to sleep.
Really?
No, I would be no good. No. I can't even hardly do speak up in our bowling meetings, let alone in front of a group like that. And then even if there's cameras as well, I would absolutely be no good. I would be no good.
Do you feel like you've gotten more confident in your however many years in the team, like since you first started? Like, do you feel in like the meetings and stuff now?
It's a tiny bit, but I was just
give yourself some credit here. You're getting heaps better.
I would say Darcy is well on the way to having public speaking in her itinerary.
Yeah, it's coming in my itinerary. Cool. Yeah.
And ladies, how are we feeling about the strikers this season? Feeling good?
Yeah.
We're excited.
Back to back?
Yep, we're going back to back.
Yep.
Last year was so much fun. Jem and Bridge have only just stopped celebrating. So, we're ready to go again and be the hunted this year. Yeah. We've always been the underdogs, but slightly different reigning champs. We've done all the unveiling of the shirts and that, and just having the little logo above the strikers looks pretty cool. So, yeah.
Well, I know T-Mac's really keen to finish with a rap.
No.
Darcy's going to give her a bit of a beat to work.
Okay.
I'm not rapping.
Okay, before we get to the rap.
We do it all the time.
Strike, how do you get off the show?
Do you guys reckon you can name the top five highest run scorers in the WBBL of all time?
Of all time.
Yeah.
Of all
so
time.
Why don't we start?
Beth Mooney would have to be number one.
Do you reckon number one?
Yep.
Yeah.
Sophie Devine?
Oh, she scored all our runs at the strike.
Wait, so hang on. Do they need to get them in order?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay, number two would be Elise Perry.
Yep.
Okay, now we need to like stretch out before we.
So
you've got the right names.
Yeah, you got the right names.
Okay.
The order. Wait, how many five are we doing?
So we've got one and two locked in.
Surely Soph's next. Yeah.
Then Junior.
Yeah. Yep.
So we've got one left.
Got one more. Number five. It's a name you'll know.
Hope so.
Who's in our team that's a gun?
There's a few.
Yeah.
No, there's not many. There's
Midge?
Not many.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good shout.
Healy, yeah.
About
Mooney, Perry, Devine, Alani, Healy.
What about your stat? Das went about 30 games or something without facing a single ball in the Big Bash.
Really?
Yeah, I think it was. I reckon it'd nearly be high 30 games.
It was literally like, Luke, don't put me down for a bat this training session. I'm not needed.
I haven't batted forever. So
you like batting?
No. Nah.
Okay. At all?
I would love it if I could actually hit the ball. Like, it looks like so much fun if you were to like be like Grace Harris and just hit it for six, like whenever you wanted. But I just like, I struggle so hard with it. But, you know, it's a grind and, you know, one day I'll get above shooter on the batting
line. Yeah, you will.
And that will be the day that she kills me. If I'm not seen when the team's announced, it's because I'm batting number 10 and shooter's 11.
All right, ladies, have you got a rap for us?
No.
Yeah.
But Das has got a good beatbox though.
Boots and cats. Cats. Come on, T-Mac. Nah, do your rap.
You.
We practice this all the time.
Guys, thank you so much for joining us on The Scoop today. Pleasure to chat to you both. Good luck for the first ODI on Sunday.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Good stuff.
Healy's away. Australia away. Sit back and enjoy the stroke play of Meg Lanning.
This is excellent batting by Ash Gardner.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.